Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And thank goodness he does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called I Can't Live Without You. This is from the live worship recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. The song came to me on September 5th of the year 2000. That day, I received an email from a good friend telling me that he wanted me to hear about something from him rather than from the rumor mill. Long story made short, my friend had been walking in moral failure, sin, for many years and had been living two lives. His letter was to inform me that he had sinned against God, his wife, his family, and the body of Christ. He proceeded to accept responsibility for his shortcomings as well as to understand the consequences of his sin had made it necessary to step down from ministry and that he never expected to minister again. His desire to repent and to be restored to his family and to his friends, to his God, was very evident. The words of this song came as I thought about what such failure must feel like. It flowed out of me as I thought about my friend's desire to seek God no matter what, that now maybe he could understand true intimacy with God, that now he could walk not by his own strength but by God's grace. In so many words, he was saying, Lord, I can't live without you. Now, before I share the song, you're going to hear a story about how God uses the scars of our failures to bring about our good and his glory. It was part of the actual live recording, so I thought it should be a part of today's podcast, so I left it in for you. This song is for my friend, and I'll just tell you his name is Michael. That's all you need to know. And it's for all others who have fallen yet have known the redeeming love and the restoration of Jesus Christ. Here's the song, I Can't Live Without You.
When I was a little boy, we had a horse named Big Red. Big Red was a big horse. Now, when you're five, that's even bigger. Like, he was 16 hands or so high. He's a tall horse. And I'm out in the pasture one day, and Big Red starts just biting me. Now, I'm just out there to pet him, but he's decided, no, I shall eat you. So he starts biting me, and I'm thinking, oh, no. So I start running. Well, he's a racehorse. So he can keep up with me pretty good. And so I'm seeing the mulberry tree over by the tree patch. Remember the tree patch? So I'm heading for the mulberry tree, and I'm booking it, baby. And I get to the mulberry tree, and he's still nipping at my tail. So I climb up the tree, and I'm thinking, now I'll be safe. But he's tall. I can't climb high enough. He's reaching me, and I'm like, demon horse, get thee back behind me. Stop. And I'm realizing he's going to bite me to death, so one other choice. I can jump. So I jumped, and I straddled the barbed wire fence. Yeah, I know. You should see this scar, though. I remember when I got to first grade and that little boy saw the scar and how cool that was. I have a scar, and then I could tell him the story of what had happened. Now you know why I share my own story, and it's not the easiest thing to share. Because when people see the scar, then you get to tell them who healed, who brought the healing. And I'm proud of the scar, just like I was in first grade. Not proud in the sense that I'm proud of my sin, y'all know that. But proud of the God who delivered and healed, gave me a brand new identity. So I proudly display that scar, and that's why I share.
Things I'd love to erase. getting by, and I can't live without you in my life. Oh, in my
Psalm 27:4 says this, "One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. Guys, God forgives. God redeems. God restores. God is good. Acts 20, verse 24 says this, "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of God's grace." When we're running a race, what do we do if we happen to fall? Do you get back up and head back to the starting line? Or do you get up from where you fell and keep running with all your might toward the finish line? Y'all, we get up and head toward the finish line, and His name is Jesus. Let's run toward Him today, regardless of our failures, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of the lies of the enemy. Let's live like we need Jesus more than we need the air we breathe. The truth is, I can't live without Him. I can't. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast has been one of my favorites, and it's brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to, if you like. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go ahead and mark it in your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books, and I even have a novel that's available. Just go to Amazon and look up the books of Dennis Jernigan. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, I Can't Live Without You, from the live recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes. Thank you so much again for joining me on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And remember this. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this and get it good. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.